Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up.
Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. You got to have the feeling. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Crenshaw.
Morning.
How was your week?
It was a week.
It was what?
It was a week.
Yeah, okay. But how was it?
It's been pretty good. Been pretty good. And now we got to the weekend, and we got to see new champions crowned and a couple of sports. And
folks leaving us. They've been good and bad.
Yeah.
Good and bad. But this is a pretty big morning for you.
All because we got French Open final coming.
Well, that and the question might be answered that we have been asking.
Yeah.
For a few years. What happens next? What happens when Serena's off the stage?
Yeah.
And we might actually be watching it this morning. Sloane Stephens hits the court out there in Roland Garros at what time?
9 a.m. 9 a.m. playing in the women's finals against the top seed, Simona Halep. She beat fellow American Madison Keys to get there. Of course, they met in the U.S. Open finals. So. There's Sloane playing
in the... Is that the one where she held up the check?
Yeah, and the eyes went, $3 million, whoa.
Who gives her a check like that? Who gets a check like that after a major?
Yeah.
That's not normal process, right?
Well, I mean, that there's a whole thing you get for not just winning a tournament, but also for being the tops in the U.S. Open Series, which is a collection of tournaments that are played leading up to the U.S. Open. So you get all that comes together. And
I know, but they don't usually bring the check out there like Ed McMahon.
It wasn't the size of the Ed McMahon check. Yeah, really. For people who even remember when they was going knock on your door, was at Publishers Clearinghouse.
I thought I was going to win that so many times.
Did you? I
bought all them stupid magazines. I did. At one point, I bought all the magazines. I kept waiting for that dude to come knock on my door.
Yeah,
never happened.
Did not happen.
I was mad. I stopped watching them last few years of Johnny.
He won't come to my house and bring me my check. Wells over Warriors. The winners over the Cavaliers. No surprise here. I guess some people had hoped that the series would go five. I was hoping it would go five, maybe six.
What did I say last week?
Yeah.
What did I say last week? I said there's a possibility. After that game one loss, the air was sucked out of the balloon.
Yeah. That was the game that Cleveland needed to even make it seem like we're going to have a series. But, I mean, the reality sets in. And it ended last night with LeBron. You know, going by and, you know, handshaking the guys that were on the court at the time that he left. But when the game was over, he quickly up the tunnel.
Yeah, he's done that before.
Yep. And the question now is where? What's the next stop?
You want to put that out there now?
You want to put that out there now? You want to do it now? You want to let
you handle it?
Well, I mean, we got some other stuff we can get to and then come back to that.
Well, now we've already talked about it, though, so you should just tell everybody we're going to do it.
Okay. Well, we usually do a poll question, survey question on weekends, you know, weekend mornings. With Sam, Greg, and Bo on the other side of the glass. And so in honor of what has happened with the much thing we talked about leading up to this week, now we can actually talk about it in earnest. Where does LeBron James play next season?
Would you like to see him play?
And so that's what we're going to ask. Yeah. We're going to put to you, our listeners, this morning, where would you like to see LeBron James play next season? Some of you may say, I really don't care where he plays, but would he stay in Cleveland? Does he go to a team with a young player? Does he stay in the East and goes to like a Philadelphia? Or does he go to the West? That would make the West kind of top heavy, wouldn't it? If he was to play on a team out West, but people say that he could be the missing piece with Houston. That could put them over the top.
If you're looking to build another super team, so to speak.
And that's the other thing. Does this set the trend, the precedent that this is what you must do now to win a championship?
Well, it has to be one of the top two players to do that and play on a team that already won a championship, has a handful of all-stars. And you just join them. You just hitch your wagon to them. They've already paved the road. And at one point, paved the road at your expense.
Right? I mean, that's what happened.
That's true.
That's what happened out there.
That's the other thing. The fans of the NBA want to see LeBron James do that.
It doesn't matter. They don't care. But you know what's funny, though? There are fans in Cleveland, I think. Past that, everybody would not be surprised. Fans in Cleveland would care. The team, the city in which he lands in would care. But there's not a bridesmaid in this. There's not a team that we feel, or at least we know about, that he's made it known that's where he wants to go. And then if he stiffs them and goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's not in place.
Well, he hadn't brought that up in any conversations as of yet. So we'll see what happens if he does.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Let me ask you a question. You know what I just thought about this.
What's that?
Where else in life do people, everyday folks like us, our listeners, I mean, have arguments, visceral responses to the actions of millionaires?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Where else does that happen?
Oh yeah!
You know, what other form? Gee, I wonder where the CEO of Home Depot is going to go once he's done his contracts over with.
Yeah,
you don't hear that anywhere else.
No. But
a politician, when they get ready to get out of office, they've been there for a while and they made a bunch of money. You don't care.
Yep.
But only in sports.
When it comes to our favorite athletes and favorite players, man. Yeah, we got a little something to say about that.
And speaking of one, how do you feel about the NHL and the way it ended and the guy who hoisted the cup finally?
Alex Ovechkin.
And we don't normally say nice things about the little Russians these days. But him, we don't mind.
No.
They say nice things about Alex.
Yeah, I think so. He's one of those guys who that was the thing that was missing from his career, playing there in Washington the whole time. And he's just been consistent excellence for him personally, but, you know, hadn't been able to get there.
I brought this up because I had never really thought about it until we started talking about trying to draw a comparison to a player equal to what he's gone through. And I'm going to be honest with you. The person that popped into my mind was Walter Payton.
He'd just been on a team for a long time.
Been beat up. Something. Yeah. It was Paul Payton left, Payton right, and just the Bears just stunk up the joint until mid-'80s. But there was nothing else except Walter, and that's the same thing that's going on with this Caps team.
Yeah.
For 13 years, this guy's been in the league, and he's just overcome and come back, and then he was going to leave, and then he came back. Say what you will and feel how you will about Russia. But this guy never – we praise people who don't forget where they came from.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's another one. So, listen, tip of the cap to him.
And also to the team that they beat now.
Oh, that's good.
Las Vegas. I mean, to me, that's the thing that made the NHL, the Stanley Cup Final, intriguing, was the fact that you had this player who was, like you said, like Peyton, who's been there for a while, has been this consistent, excellent –
A great player.
A great player who never won it all. And then against a first-year franchise that just captured the attention and lived up to it. I mean, lived up to it, played their way into the finals.
And I think they did that because everybody thought they all wanted Vegas to win. This would have been a great story if Vegas had closed it out. And I think that's where the majority of the people, the fan base, thought we're gonna win. You know, listen, Washington's always, speaking of bridesmaids, have always been that.
Yeah.
And they figured at some point they're going to screw this up. And they got out there and handled their business. And, I was hearing Gretzky come out of the woodwork talking about Ovechkin and how happy he was. All the players, like I said, they're kind of like, you know, listen, when Walter finally got that, the all-time greats came out and talked about how good it was to see him get that. And you're seeing that right now with Ovechkin and what happened with him. And so much so that I don't believe I've ever seen a Stanley Cup celebration where a woman just kind of acted like she was at the cheetah right there up against the glass. Did you see that picture?
Well, that's the ones we get to see. I'm sure there's some celebrations that we don't get to see.
It was Vegas, though.
And probably some celebrations with the Stanley Cup that are legendary that we probably won't get to see either.
But it was she pressed it right up against the glass.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm just saying, who was more amazing? Was she more amazing than the young lady?
I don't know, but it was
at the Braves game.
All women
who caught the foul ball in the cup of beer and then just turned it right up. Man, I mean, guys on social media love that. Hey, guys on social media,
it's my kind of broad.
They wanted to propose. She probably got proposals if she's not already married. She's probably getting proposals off that thing. Speaking of the Braves, they're still out west. Dodgers beat them last night 7-3 at welcomed them to wonderful Chavez Ravine. And at the start, the Braves want to get off two out there on the West Coast. Had a bumpy time in San Diego. Let's see if they can right the ship the remainder of this series out there this weekend. Atlanta United playing later today. We can hear it here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. What time we get things started?
12 p.m. pregame, 12:30 kick.
Okay, and they are playing New York City FC. Of course, they are the New York team that plays at Yankee Stadium, and it's that tilted feel or is not doesn't have the same dimensions as the other field, and they get you up there.
It's called home court advantage.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's kind of like the old Celtics, you know, stadium with the rickety boards and all that. So if they got a home court advantage, take advantage, you know, use it.
Or back in the day with the Cubs when they used to let third base grass grow higher than everybody because Ron Say couldn't get to the ball. They would do
well,
that
was Ron Santo.
No. When
they did it for other players,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they let grow the third grade.
Most grass stadiums will do that. They'll alter the grass for the players that they have.
Okay. You know.
Because there's no guarantee. And they edge it down so, a bunt would fall and roll foul. I mean, groundskeepers know how to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you got young players, and that does
it doesn't matter. But you get some guys who've been in the league for a minute.
Yeah, why not? Get your ground, again, home. Field advantage.
Well, so that's what they have going on at this field today because they beat Atlanta United up there last year. Doug Robertson is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour and get us all set for that as well. French Open final coming up today. We mentioned Sloane Stephens is playing in the final of that, and we also someone we're going to watch for from the city of Atlanta that's going to play in the juniors final today.
Yeah,
maybe
who is
looking
that?
To the future. Young lady, 14 years old. Her name is Corey Goff. Her father played basketball at Georgia State. And the family relocated her to South Florida here about 3-4 years ago just so she could really train there. But she's tall. She's like, at 14 years old, she's like 5'9". She has the makings of being like a young Venus Williams, long arms. And I think a match may actually be on Tennis Channel this morning. So we'll peep over there so we get a look at her. But she's 14 years old. She played in the U.S. Open Junior Final last year, and so she's playing in the French Open Junior
Can
Final.
Can she play in the BB&T?
No. Well, I mean, if they invited her to play the women's match, but we got the women's match, we got the replay of the.
I understand. I'm just saying, I'm wondering if she could play. There's only so many players for that, right?
Yeah. It's a men's tournament.
Oh, I thought there was going to be. You told me.
They're playing an exhibition on the Sunday.
All right, well, then that's.
Yeah, Sloane and Madison will be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
They need to put another exhibition up there. Okay. I mean, I heard you talking about women. Excuse me for not following as closely as you do, but we'll get back to the poll question. I want to get your thoughts on where you think he should go, meaning LeBron.
Yes.
And let's shut down this NBA season and talk about some other things that have happened.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Come on. He would be very proud.
You think so?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg, Mr. Crenshaw paying tribute. Well, both of us are.
Yeah, man.
To Prince. He would have been 60 years old this past week.
Yeah.
So throughout the morning, you're going to hear Prince music.
Yeah.
This is just today. We're going to do it throughout the weekend.
We can do it all week. Well, we can do it all weekend.
Okay, we'll throw it out all weekend. He's got the catalog.
He does, doesn't he?
I wish I could tell you my controversy story.
Uh-oh.
I wish I could.
Really?
But it was that song was something really, really funny happened when I was had a job DJing.
Really?
Yeah, and some European guys who didn't know what he was saying thought it was something else.
Yeah. Oh.
That
happen with some of his songs back in the day. You go back,
yeah. Well, that's one of the things we all have done. We come up with sentences for songs that we think it should be, but it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Controversy story, huh?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Okay. He will be missed.
Yeah.
Put out a poll question.
Yes.
Last hour, and now that the NBA season is officially over with, the question is where will LeBron James land?
Yeah.
And so we ask you, join us on Twitter at 92.9 The Game. Where do you think, or where would you like to see LeBron James land? Now, of course, you got the usual suspects. You got Houston. Yep. You got Boston. You got Philly.
Boston?
Well, it's, as far as the teams in the East, the powers. It's got to go to a power.
Kyrie's up. He's not going to go back to a team.
No, I don't think he is either, but that's been mentioned. There's no way he's going to Boston. Yeah. But, okay, so we say Houston. We say Philly.
Okay.
And who am I leaving out? Lakers.
The Lakers.
I say the Clippers.
A lot of people
actually.
Think Lakers.
I think the Clippers.
I've heard people say Lakers and packing up Paul George with him and going out there.
That dude.
I know. I'm just what you hear people saying.
I know.
You know. But what do you say? And a matter of fact, if you want to chime in on it, you can give us a call at 404-741-0929. Text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 on this Saturday morning.
So as we put that out there, and we're talking about the show, talking about LeBron on the show, and so on and so forth. News came last night, and I want to go to Bo for this. Apparently, is it on Yahoo or Twitter? Where did you get this information?
Thank you, Yahoo Sports, for compiling these tweets, but they all were tweeted out by actual NBA players, and it appears that the recruitment process has already started.
Oh my goodness.
Joel Embiid, before the game was even over, tweeted at LeBron directly, "Trust the process, !" Find a new slant at King James. Then Enes Kanter for the New York Knicks sends out a tweet of LeBron soaring through the air to dunk the basketball in a Knicks uniform, a Photoshop, obviously. "Let the fun begin. Cut leave land."
We're leaving out the Knicks.
DeJounte Murray.
The world he landed in New York.
Joins in the fun with a LeBron tweet of nothing more than LeBron in a Spurs uniform.
Ooh.
Another Photoshop, obviously. But
we got about that.
The recruitment effort is going to be strong headed into July 1st. I'm wondering if he's already going to have his mind made up or the ink signed by the time this happens.
And where does this go with this recruiting process go? Because we've all heard the story now about Kevin Durant and his recruiting process with Weekend in the Hamptons or whatever, you know, so everybody went there to woo him to come to Golden State. Where does LeBron go and hang out and people go?
He goes home. What? And he waits for them to come to him.
Oh, man.
He goes home.
You get more out of this.
Who are we talking about? This is the king. He's at the top of the mountaintop. He's not going to have to – remember the days when agents had to have private jets to fly the clients all around and be seen and go on tours? Days are over with.
No more Arliss Michaels?
No more Arliss. No more – what was his name? What was that dude's name? I love this. He's also the coach in Bull Durham, too.
Yeah. Oh.
It'll come to me.
Wohl.
Yeah, Robert Wohl.
Robert Wohl, yeah.
But those days are over with. Okay, so let's address the two teams that Bo mentioned.
Okay.
A, forget about the Knicks.
Forget about the Knicks.
He's not going and paying that much in taxes for the money he makes in New York City. Moreover, he's leaving an owner that he does not like that well. And James Dolan, he doesn't attract many free agents. In fact, people try to get out of New York. That team is not a landing spot for a top free agent right now, I believe. Just too many reasons why not to go to New York.
He mentioned someone that we're not here mentioned, like, and that is San Antonio. And why wouldn't San Antonio be a place for him?
Listen, if he knows that Kawhi Leonard is going to be there, then yes. If we don't still know what's going on with Kawhi Leonard, and by the way, that's the guy. Forget about Paul George. If LeBron's talking to anybody, he's waiting to find out where Kawhi's going to land. Because then you got a team. San Antonio 5 years ago, I would have made that a stop. But not those. You got guys walking out the door. We don't know what's up with the nucleus of that team.
And we're not quite sure about the coach.
And that's right. So 404-741-0929. Let us know what you guys think about this this question. It's out there. We got Joe is in Snellville. Joe, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning.
Morning, guys. I'll tell you what. Hey, you know what? I just thought about something. I was saying San Antonio too, but I forgot how unhappy Kawhi is with Pop. But people tend to forget Kawhi Leonard is from L.A. So if you can get LeBron and Kawhi going to L.A., which LeBron just got that brand-new house there, that mini mansion there, the only thing about L.A. is the fact that he has a young coach in Luke Walton. And I know how LeBron respects Popovich basketball mind. People keep thinking about it's about the physical attributes. All the kids got the physical attributes, with the exception of LeBron, who's on another level. It's the basketball mind, the IQ level.
Joe, I got a question for you, Sam, and anybody else who wants to throw the Lakers out there and forget about that team cross town. Who has a more proven record as far as putting together champions. Magic Johnson, and I can't remember the name, the GM they got there right now.
Doesn't even matter.
Okay, or across town where you got Jerry West, who at every stop has built, and by the way.
Jerry West, by far. Thank you.
So why not take Kawhi Leonard instead of putting in that big basket and having to play under those banners in L.A. as far as the Lakers and do something with the Clippers?
Well, the banners are still there. They play in the same building.
I understand that, but I'm saying why go there with all pressure of the Lakers?
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Doc Rivers is the coach.
Yeah.
That's right. Doc Rivers is the coach. So, as long as he gets a coach out of it as well.
There you go.
Then I think he's good to go. So, yeah, that's a good point. I forgot Jerry West is with the Clippers now, huh?
Thank you. Hey, yeah, that's my point when it comes to L.A. Joe, appreciate your call. Think about it, Sam. Why would you go there? And they have no proven record in L.A. Magic, we all love him. He's charming. Yep. He's this, he's that. But as an executive, give me some reason as to why.
This could be the move that brings it all together.
Not necessarily.
He's got some young talent. He's got some young talent there, obviously. He's got some young pieces to build with out there who showed some signs of progressing.
We're not talking about showing signs and what's saying, coming up. We're talking about a
team. He's going to do that. And like he brings Paul George with him, or if Kawhi, he's going to bring another guy with him.
What did Paul George do? He disappeared in Houston last year.
Saying that, no,
or Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. This is a different place. It won't be Oklahoma City. He's not out there with Westbrook. He's going to be in L.A.
God bless you. You take Paul George and whatever else comes with that, but I don't think LeBron James is hooking his wagon to Paul George. I think
to Paul George, but just the overall situation, with the Lakers. I mean, to me, we saw this year, and some of the guys who were with the Lakers ended up being up in Cleveland, with him. We talk about Larry Nance Jr. But the idea of what he was able to do with what he took, and only had half season with some of these guys. He only had a half season with a lot of them up in Cleveland and still got them to the finals. And I think when we look back on this season, yeah, they got swept in the finals. But the fact that this team got to the finals tells you what kind of level he's at. And if he has a veteran presence, another alpha, if you will, alpha dog, if you will, to run with him, what he still can do. And I think that's what you look at. If you get that other player, that Kawhi, to go in with
the Lakers.
Even the Lakers. I'm just saying, if that was where they went, or if they go to the Clippers.
Either way, there's a difference. People think this is the bright, shiny Lakers of Kobe and Shaq or Magic, how far you want to go back. Those days are gone.
Well, no, that's gone.
Okay?
He's not the Celtics from Larry Bird. But, this is a good, great Celtics
team. What I'm trying to tell you is this. For me, The Lakers are not the draw. I again ask you, why do you feel confident in a coach that has not been proven? You got a GM and president of operations being Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson, who might be great people, and they may put some pieces together that may make that team respectable in a way that it hasn't been since Kobe left. But you want to make a splash. You want to do something with an established coach. You got Doc there. Say what you will about his coaching, but he got a ring from coaching. And then you have the logo up in the front office who at every stop has built that team that he's on up to a championship level. I'm hanging my hat on whatever. If he's going to California, I'm not saying that's where he's going to go. But for me, to answer our poll question, I'd like to see him with the Clippers if it's him and Kawhi Leonard. I think that's who he's been talking to.
404-741-0929.
Maverick Carter's been talking to.
Yeah, he's been. He's the guy that's getting around. If you want to participate in our conversation this morning, it's the obvious conversation on the morning after the NBA Finals conclude with the Golden State Warriors winning in a four-game sweep over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the question is, what's next for LeBron James? Whether we see him take his greatness that we saw throughout this postseason. He just didn't have folks to go with him, and he's kind of withered, and the way he looked last night,
Bags were packed. What's that song? Bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I just don't see him staying there. He's done what he had to do. He came back to Cleveland and brought him a championship. Dan Gilbert couldn't get him the pieces or keep the one. Now, you can put some of this on LeBron as far as him not fighting hard enough to keep Kyrie there, but he's done what he's had to do in the places that he's landed. The first run of Cleveland, they couldn't get people to come there. They didn't want to change planes in that city. But after he left, went down to Miami, did what he had to do. I just see if he's going to go someplace, and if he's going to go to the Western Conference, I'd like to see him land with Jerry West, with Kawhi Leonard. This is my scenario. Maverick Carter's been in touch with Kawhi Leonard. That both of them have been underground and working in a way that's not been very public. So maybe he's making those calls. Hey, Kawhi, what do you feel like? Where are you going to go to? Yeah, well, I got a guy over here who's going to probably leave in Cleveland. Maybe we, you know, have a conversation about you guys landing in the same spot. Oh, by the way, let me get Jerry West on the phone, who, if he gets these two dudes and a coach that LeBron would respect more than he would Brett Brown if he landed in Philadelphia, I think, he's going to put the pieces around him that they need, meaning Jerry West, out with the Clippers. Yeah. That's just my scenario.
Yeah, I mean, then the big question is Philadelphia. If you bring in LeBron in, what do you do with Ben Simmons? But as a guy who's still, you know, trying to develop offensively, obviously he's got a lot of different skills and talents. I'm thinking Houston, though. I'm thinking Houston the spot. We'll see what happens.
Let's go to the other side of the glass. Up next is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is your song right here, ain't it?
Oh, I just like the stuff from the Batman movie. I just thought that
may he rest in peace. Yeah. Prince doing a little tribute this weekend to him. He would have been 60 years old this past week. So Sam and I and Bo, we're going to be playing lots of Prince. Before we go on the other side of the glass, you didn't give your prediction. What's going to happen today? Are we going to see a Triple Crown winner?
Triple Crown winner. I believe so.
You think so?
Let me see it. I want to check the weather, see what it's like.
It doesn't matter. He's been running
in the rain the last two races.
He's been a mutter all
but out there in the rain
this horse season.
This horse season?
Yeah, it's only a 5-week season.
The horse season.
Yeah, it's the horse season.
They run
it's
races,
the Bob Costa season, too. He gets to interview people he gets to look down at. Now, that's the only time we see him.
And what happens after him after the day?
He'll be back doing baseball, up working with Smoltz. Time to go on the other side of the glass.
Yeah. Unique stories and a unique take from Bo.
Wow. Wow.
It's the other side of the glass on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Batman 1989, the best movie soundtrack ever produced, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
All Prince jams.
Yeah.
So you might hear a couple more of those.
All right.
As I could not help it, being a huge Batman fan
absolutely.
As well. So speaking of superheroes, in quotes, Chelsea LeBron came out and said that he played games 2, 3, and 4 with a broken hand.
Well, I don't know if it was a broken hand. He had an injury,
Yeah. Probably a boxer's fracture. As LeBron threw a temper tantrum after game one and punched a locker.
I would. I'm surprised he didn't kick nobody.
Come on, man.
Yep.
But they want to compare this dude to MJ? Okay. So, Kellen Winslow Jr. finds himself into some trouble last week as he is arrested after allegedly breaking into a trailer park motorhome and stealing some stuff.
What?
Kellen Winslow comes out and says that he absolutely was not there stealing anything. He was just checking out a place for his mother-in-law to live. And that he actually knows the house that he's accused of breaking into, saying they're friends from church.
Oh, man.
You know, I've never heard that in my entire life.
That's different. That's different. That's unique.
And why that house? Like, he was looking for a place for his mother-in-law, so he goes into his friends from church house. I don't quite understand where that's...
That's fresh. That's a fresh
I've
take.
I've never heard
now,
that
his,
before.
His lawyer comes out and says that Kellen Winslow made $40 million during his NFL career. He has never got the need to steal anything, ever.
Yeah. You
got that much money in the bank. Why aren't you looking for a little bit better of a place for mother-in-law to live?
Who said it's in the bank?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're assuming that he still
got
it.
He made it. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's
exactly.
Still got it. So, sticking in the National Football League, I'm sure, and everybody around here and all the Patriots haters are loving this one. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman will be sitting out the first four games of this coming up NFL season after having a positive PED test.
Yeah.
He broke his silence yesterday saying, "I'm very sorry. I don't know what happened." Well, Julian, we all have an idea of what happened.
These
excuses these guys use.
Well.
Not that that's an excuse, but I had no idea.
God. They lost, who was it else? They lost the other wide receiver, too. He's gone.
Amendola.
Amendola's gone.
Amendola moved on to a different team.
Yeah.
Backup quarterback's gone.
Yep.
We don't know what's going to happen with other specialty players.
Yeah.
There's rumors circulating that there was trade talks for Gronk that Brady just came out and squashed. But I'm sure that will develop a little bit more. But speaking of a former 49er,
yeah.
Terrell Owens, in true T.O. fashion, has declined his invitation to attend the Hall of Fame enshrinement after finally getting in.
Yep. He'll show them, making me wait 3 years.
Come on, man.
Of eligibility. He's going to show
them. Hanging out with LeBron, doing stupid stuff.
He just need attention, man. How would you need attention?
Do you really think that he's not going to be there? Can you name of anyone recently who has just declined a Hall of Fame?
No.
Nobody's ever done that.
Nobody's done
that. And then what do they do at the enshrinement? Is there still a speech given by someone else?
Yeah,
or do they just move on?
No, they'll do a speech.
Hey, T.O. got in. Here's his career accomplishments.
Just like somebody who's passed away. They still have the enshrinement.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, other people come up and talk.
This is a little bit different, though.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I mean, will a family member come up and talk with him, or a teammate, or who's going to talk about?
They should have that agent that came up and got him, that said T.O. will do something for 25. He has 25 million reasons as to why, and she got fired shortly thereafter.
Yeah, maybe John Madden can come make the speech for him.
Who would speak for T.O.?
I know.
And it will be a speech that T.O. writes.
This is
absurd.
Would Tony Romo do it? Remember, he was in tears talking about my quarterback.
Maybe Donovan McNabb.
I was just going to say, no, but I actually, realistically,
don't talk about my quarterback.
I think somebody who would rise above everything would be Steve Young, who is a Hall of Famer, and he might get up and say something.
Hey, maybe our very own Hugh Douglas could go on up there and make a speech for T.O. at the Hall of Fame.
Don King or Dana White will be out front selling tickets.
Yeah, really.
giving you odds.
So we have mentioned that we are going to be playing Prince all weekend to celebrate what would have been the 60th birthday of Prince. Now, as you know, Prince is a Minnesota native.
Mm-hmm.
So the Minnesota Twins, Friday night, last night, which I think was Prince's actual birth date, decided to pass out replica inflatable Prince guitars.
Whoa.
I wish I could get my hands on one of these, and I might just be searching eBay for one of these.
Yeah.
It's the purple guitar with the little swirly thing on the top. You know, the Prince guitar.
Yeah.
So, while locked in a 1-1 tie in the sixth inning of Friday night's game, Eddie Rosario decides that to rally his team up, he's going to pull out one of these inflatable Prince guitars and starts air guitaring in the dugout. Now, while it's not known what song Rosario was air guitaring to, that's all the inspiration that Robbie Grossman needed. Because immediately following Eddie Rosario's air guitaring with a Prince guitar, Robbie Grossman hits a solo home run out into the wild blue yonder.
Now that
to break the 1-1 tie. Yeah. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. The Twins lost to the Angels 4-2.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Hey, what a great Prince story.
I was going to say, that thing's going to stay in the clubhouse and come out and keep it in the
dugout. Man. And that will end up being their rally item. Of course, it didn't really work as much as they wanted it to. So.
Nice.
That's what's going on.
Thursday was his actual birthday.
Thursday? Okay.
Yeah, June 7th.
So I guess Friday was the first home game of this homestand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that a place you'd like to go, up to Paisley Park?
I would.
Absolutely.
I would love to go.
Do it in the summertime, obviously.
Not necessarily to a Twins game, but Paisley Park, I would love to.
Yeah. I'd go to a Twins game. What's a Target?
Yeah, if you're already up there,
We'd be up there. Fairly recent stadium. I'd love to go see that.
You've never covered anything up in Minnesota?
Yeah, man.
Minneapolis?
I was on the field when
The Falcons won?
Martin Anderson's kick.
You mean Gary Anderson missed?
Then Martin Anderson. That's when you knew the Falcons were going to win, when he missed. He hadn't missed all season. He had been perfect the entire season.
Did you go to Miami then for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay. Why didn't you have a talk with Eugene night before?
Eugene messed up our Saturday night. We don't get into Eugene. He messed up our Saturday night real bad.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.